Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, he knows that I'm a fan because I love his work for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. But Andy Greeter, he's currently on the John Schuster-Coilbanker hotline. He loves some A Tribe Called Quest like I do. I'm assuming he loves some Outkast if he likes 90s hip-hop. What's your favorite hip-hop group of all time?
Oh, I don't know if I can pick a favorite. I actually requested Outkast at the start. He said, and Tubbs said that he was going to play me some Tribe Called Quest, so that works. That works for me. I don't know if I've got a favorite of all time, but, you know, just like any other, you know, standard white boy from the Minneapolis suburbs, I'm a big 90s hip-hop fan.
Well, that's – so let me say this. Okay, I'm going to put that on Tubbsy. You requested Outkast. I love Outkast. Like, I literally – because I went to school at Morehouse. I'm in Atlanta. When Outkast first burst onto the scene, that was my college days. Like, that's me being on campus. That's me actually being on the same floor – at Daytona Beach when Outkast is breaking onto the scene. We were on, because I think that the people that were on my floor in the hotel, it was Outkast, there was an R&B group called Intro, and then I can't remember what happened, but it's a funny Outkast nugget here in that we had to evacuate the floor, okay, because of the smoke alarm and detectors went off, and so everybody had to get off of the floor. And it was because of Outkast. I guess there was so much weed or whatever, like in a couple of different rooms. So everybody had to exit the floor. When we got onto the elevators, a guy that has been locked down for the last, year and a half was in the elevator with us. And that will be one Sean Puffy Combs.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
That is. I didn't mean to call out Tubbs. I mean, I've never had bumper music played for me on the radio before, so now I feel like a jerk because he didn't play exactly what I wanted.
He should have.
I don't want to come across like that.
He should have.
I imagine Outkast probably just had a frozen pizza that was kept in the oven too long. I think that's probably what it was.
Well, no, it's just, you know, he knows that this. Everybody knows that this is a hip hop show,
mm-hmm.
And Outkast. Don't I have some Outkast bumper?
You do.
When he why did you not hook Andy up? I mean, are you trying to slight Andy?
No,
I appreciate that.
I just wasn't listening. I mean, you want the truth. Andy said something to me, and it was like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
Next time, you got Outkast, brother. You got it.
I love it.
Oh, man.
So speaking of old school hip-hop, Coy Parrish and Go For Football – Coy Parrish yesterday put out "I Want to Be a Baller" by Lil Troy
mm-hmm.
on his Instagram story, and on this beat, I hear older and older every year. But that one, I was like, "Dang, man, he I get it. He gets me. Like, I feel relevant. I feel seen." Because that was something that I used to listen to. So, shout out to Coy Parrish for listening to some old school hip hop himself.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, look, over this past weekend, I was out of town attending a celebration of life for my aunt. In Atlanta. So I was down in Atlanta for the weekend. I did not see 1 second of the 66-0 you know, beating of Northwestern State. What did I miss, yeah. Andy?
The fact that it could have been, 130 to nothing. The Gophers were actually keeping their starters in and trying to, you know, play like they would against Iowa. I mean, it was an absolute bloodbath. It was an evisceration. I mean, when you have a pick six on the first play of the game, when you don't let Northwestern State cross the 50-yard line, when you're up, 59 to nothing in the first half, and you're playing third stringers and freshmen in the second half, and you end the game with 6 minutes left because there's a weather delay, when you run out of fireworks because you score too many points, it was just one of those things that it was non-competitive from the jump. And if the Gophers were able to get out of there completely healthy, which they weren't, it would have been a perfect type of Saturday for them to kind of have a preseason game of sorts.
What was the deal with Darius Taylor? Now, did he get hurt?
He did, yeah. Early in the first quarter, he found the edge on a sweep and looked like he was going to be able to score easily. And about the 5-yard line, he started to come up limp and went out of the 1-yard line and grabbed his hamstring. And it did not look good. He kind of screamed in agony on the sideline and didn't return to the game. And PJ Fleck doesn't share next to anything when it comes to injury information, but he said that they got a better diagnosis. I'd assume that means it wasn't as severe of a grade of a hamstring pull. Kind of speculating on that one. I wouldn't expect to see him on Saturday at Cal, and that's a big loss because he's their most dynamic offensive weapon.
Yeah, so I didn't miss much from the standpoint of Northwestern State, just not a really good opponent, which fast forward now, you're facing Cal at Cal. Let me say this about Cal. I didn't see, because this past weekend I didn't pay attention to much college football because I had family stuff going on. I did watch them week one against Oregon State. And I said to myself, week one, watching them, especially after watching the Gophers in their opening game, I looked at the schedule and I said, Cal's going to win this game. The Gophers are favored by 2 without Taylor. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really close game. I think it's going to be really low scoring. I think both of the defenses are quite strong. I've been impressed by the Cal quarterback. I think as a true freshman, as a former 5-star quarterback, he doesn't look like these are his first games. PJ Fleck called him, quote, really scary this week. So it's going to be a dangerous game for the Gophers. I think when you looked at it going into the year, Cal lost, I think it was over 23 players to the transfer portal, including their quarterback, who's now at Indiana, their running back, who's now at Oklahoma, their tight end, who's now at Texas, and you can go on and on. But they've done a nice job of piecing things together. And I don't think Oregon State is the strongest competition. I think Buffalo might be a little bit better. We'll see how the season goes. But yeah, it's going to be a difficult test and traveling 2 time zones and playing at 9:30 local time in Berkeley.
Yeah, this is going to be super interesting. We'll see how things shake out. How much can you gauge about improvement from week one to week two? And the reason why I ask that is because, you know, to look at Lindsey and what he did against Buffalo, who was a better opponent than Northwestern State. I'm trying to figure out, like, how much did he show any improvement? Was there any regression? How did you evaluate it?
You know, I thought he was good. I mean, 8 for 9, and I think he looked pretty strong overall. I don't really look at it and say, you know, was this kind of a benchmark? Was this kind of a quarter pole or some sort of measuring stick of any sort? Just because of the quality of opponent, where I thought he looked fine. I thought the defense was able to turn over Northwestern State. That was probably the biggest thing that they weren't doing against Buffalo. They got, I think it was 4 turnovers, 2 of them returned for touchdowns. So I think that was a positive sign, but I don't really look at it, the Northwestern State game, and say, here are the key takeaways that you look and try to pull forward into the next week.
Yeah. Talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. So are you predicting a Gopher victory on the road, or how are you looking at this thing?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be like 2017, something along those lines. I do think Drake has shown a young kind of aplomb to be able to not let the moment be too big for him. I think he's going to be counted on
especially if Darius Taylor isn't able to play, and I'm not expecting him to. I think the defense is going to be pretty solid. I think if they're able to contain the quarterback, I think they'll be able to get it done, but I think it's going to be pretty nip and tuck.
All right, let's transition to Minnesota United Soccer. They have continued to just have a good season. Would you say that they played better than they were expected to be? Good in terms of assessing like what we expect them to be going into the season as to where they are right now at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year they were kind of on the fringe of the playoff line, and nine teams make it in each conference, and currently Minnesota United is second in the West. I think if you look at where they are at in the U.S. Open Cup, and they've got a semifinal coming up, so they're in the final four of the national tournament, have a real chance to win a trophy. I think Open Cup is a real opportunity for them with Austin coming in on Wednesday. I think there really is an opportunity for them to do something that they haven't done in their nine-year MLS history. Now, I think the margin for error for this team is very small. They do not possess it very often. They rely on their defense a lot. They need a lot of things to go right on set pieces and being very stout defensively, but it's worked so far. I don't think they're a favorite. But I think it's been a very positive year. Now, they had an opportunity in the summer to add some depth and some talent and push the line and fill some of the needs. I think they did an okay job with that, and they lost one of their best players to Villarreal in Spain, and that's kind of how it goes in the world market of soccer. This isn't the NFL. Not everyone wants to play here. This isn't the best league in the world. So there's kind of a give and take with things. So they had a great opportunity to try to improve the squad, and I think they did an okay job of doing so.
Hey, how many more years is my guy Dane St. Clair locked up for Minnesota United?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's under contract for 5 more games. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Really?
I did the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but I think he's the 14th highest paid goalkeeper. He's outside of the top 10 for sure. But he's one of the league leaders in shutouts. I think he's a very good shot stopper. They've been trying to negotiate a contract extension with him. It doesn't seem like there's been a whole lot of progress towards that, getting that done. Obviously, Dane St. Clair is Canada's men's national team's number one goalkeeper. The World Cup is coming to the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Very important that Dane plays at a high level. He's very comfortable here in Minnesota. But at this point, he's a free agent to be, and we'll see if they're able to get something done.
Oh, man. I hope so, man. That's my favorite guy on the squad, man. He's just a great kid. He's currently, I think he's 28 years old, but he's really, I like to see guys that when they're in an organization at a relatively young age, continue to progress on the positive side and get better. And he's been one that has really gotten better as the years have went by.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he was drafted by Minnesota in 2019 and took over the starting goalkeeper role a couple of years later and was an MLS All-Star a couple of times, including this year. I think he's done a nice job of being a vocal leader. I think he's done a nice job of being a great shot stopper. I think his distribution has improved. Like you said, I enjoy him as well as just a guy and somebody to talk to. He's a good quote. He's willing to speak his mind, which I really appreciate. Obviously, that's a little bit selfish, but I think fans want to hear that too, and not just get the cliches and the company lines and those sorts of things. So I wonder what the price point is of how Minnesota values him and how they rate him. Do they think he's an $800,000 a year goalkeeper, and Dane thinks he's $1 million goalkeeper? That's just me kind of speculating. But right now they're not coming to a contract extension, but they've got some time to be able to do so, and we'll see if they're able to get it done.
Are they in a position where they could let him walk?
Well, they would have to go right back in and get another starting goalkeeper. They've got some backups and some development guys. They don't have a guy that can step right in and take that spot.
So he's got leverage.
It would create a need for sure for them to go out and get another guy.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about this coming weekend against San Diego? Because you're going to be on the Gopher beat, so you're going to be at the Cal game, I'm assuming, right? Like, they're playing San Diego. The Loons are, and I'm assuming you'll be with the Gophers because they're kind of like, they're the bigger topic. But what do you make of the next maybe game or two? Because I know that me personally, the next Loons game that I will be at, I'll be at the Chicago game next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be in the same state, but they're playing at the same time, and I'm going to be covering the Gophers. It's going to be a difficult one to miss just because San Diego is the first place team in the Western Conference. Mm. They came to Minnesota and beat the Loons. Earlier this summer, Minnesota has aspirations to, be one of the top teams in the West. They can't reach first place if they were able to win in San Diego. It's kind of a litmus test game. Obviously, the next game on Wednesday is U.S. Open Cup semifinal against Austin, and then that Chicago game. So it's a massive week for Minnesota United. They've got some new players, Dominic Fitz, who's their attacking midfielder, who they signed from Austria. He's been training with them this week. I'd imagine he has a debut on Saturday, if not then Wednesday. They need to have some more attacking options that can unlock defenses, and they brought him to do that. So we'll see if he's able to get it done. So that's the number one guy that they brought in to fill one of their biggest needs. And now's the time with the crunch part of the season coming up to see if he can do it.
Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. Enjoy the California sun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Lake. Take care, man.
All right, take care. That's Andy Greeter, a fan of Outkast. The next time he's on this show, we'll be playing some Outkast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.